listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm Tirza Price, coming to you from Book Riot. And this week, I'm going to be diving into the stacks to talk about two great summer YA reads. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to portray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
So this episode was brought to you by the fact that the YA novel, The Summer I Turned Pretty by Jenny Han, is being released as a TV show adaptation very soon. And I read this book when it first came out 13 years ago. And for many years, I've thought about this book. It really stuck out in my mind because I think it had some of the most perfect summer vibes imaginable. And I decided to pick it up and reread it recently. And it was both similar and very different from what I remembered. And so that was kind of the inspiration behind this week's episode, where I just wanted to talk about books that had this very distinct sort of seaside summer feel. So I'm going to dive into The Summer I Turned Pretty first. If you are unfamiliar with this book, it is about a teenager named Belly, which is short for Isabel. And she has spent every summer of her life in Cousins Beach, which is this fictional town with a bunch of beach houses. And her mom's best friend, Susanna, owns this really beautiful beach house. And it's got a swimming pool. It's large. It's right on the ocean. And every summer, Belly, her mom, and her brother, Stephen, go and spend the summer with Susanna and her two sons, Conrad and Jeremiah. And this year is both, you know, no different from previous years, but also wildly different from previous years. And that this is the first summer that Belly at 16 really feels like she has turned pretty and boys are noticing her, including Jeremiah and Conrad, but also other boys in Cousins Beach. And it gives her both a little bit of a thrill to finally feel like romance is a possibility within her reach. But it's also really wildly confusing. So Belly has always had a huge crush on the oldest of the Beck boys, Conrad. And he always seems like he sees her as this little girl. At the same time, Jeremiah has always been her buddy, but Jeremiah also is kind of indicating that he has feelings for Belly, which she unfortunately does not reciprocate. At the same time, they're, you know, at the beach house. Things are kind of, you know, like they always have been, but they're starting to have these little cracks appear in this perfect facade. And one of these cracks is the fact that Susanna's acting differently, and so is Belly's mom. And something's up between the two of them that they aren't telling anybody else. And so this is really kind of a quieter book where you have a lot of flashbacks to previous summers. You have a lot of deep feelings. You have a lot of really great summer beachside vibes. But the plot, again, is really light, but it's building towards the reveal of what is it that the moms are hiding and how is it going to change the summer, you know, for good. And also, you know, who might Belly actually end up kissing by the end of the summer? So it's one of those books that, like, I think does a really great job of making things that maybe aren't like super high stakes feel really high stakes to the reader, because when you're a teenager, you know, who you're going to kiss for the first time and who you're going to date and who you love and who you care about and these like traditions that you grow up with, those are really deeply important. And I just love that Jenny Han gives those things the space and the real respect and importance that they deserve in this book. So it is the first in a trilogy, and each trilogy takes place over a summer. So The Summer I Turned Pretty is the first book. It's Not Summer Without You is the sequel, and We'll Always Have Summer is the third book. And they, you know, you don't have to read all three of them in order to really appreciate the story, but they do offer like a really wonderful sort of wide arc and satisfying conclusion. So I think that the first season of the show will probably just cover that first book, but it's really great read and worth picking up, especially if you are excited for the show. That is The Summer I Turned Pretty. Now, my next pick is something that's actually a bit different from The Summer I Turned Pretty, but also very similar in that it really brings those beachside summer vibes to the table. And that is Summer of Salt by Katrina Leno. And this one has been billed as like a practical magic, but as a summer book. And actually, that's pretty apt. So it is about this fictional island where it's a very small community that lives there year round. And every summer, a bunch of tourists come to the island, in part because there is this like really rare bird that only ever appears on this island in summer. And so you get bird watchers from all over the world who get really excited about this rare bird, and they come to see it. And so the protagonist is Georgina and her twin sister, Mary, and she live with their mom on this island. And it's known that they have magic, like their family is just magical. And usually their magic sort of manifests before their 18th birthday. However, unfortunately for Georgina, her magic has not manifested yet. And as they're getting closer and closer to the 18th birthday, she's thinking like, well, you know, maybe it just skipped me. So meanwhile, summer starting, their family owns a bed and breakfast, so they have a lot of guests that they host. And this brother and sister come to the island to birdwatch, essentially. And their names are Prue and Harrison. And Georgina feels like an immediate attraction to Prue. And Prue's just kind of along for the ride. She's not like a real hardcore bird watcher, but she is curious about the island and especially curious about Georgina. So all these people come to the island, but this summer, the bird that is so rare that everybody comes for, she doesn't show up. They name her Annabella. And unbeknownst to a lot of the bird watchers, Annabella is actually really important to Georgina's family. There's like a magical connection to her that everybody thinks is, you know, really essential. And so not only is this like worrisome that she doesn't show up, it could potentially harm the tourism that the island relies upon. But also Georgina and her twin sister Mary are starting to really get concerned, because like, what happens if Annabella disappears? But there's some secrets going on, of course. Mary is hiding something. She begins acting really strangely. Georgina's trying to figure out magic and, you know, why it is that she doesn't have her magic. She's falling in love with Prue. But there are all these secrets that she has to uncover. And I'm not going to get too far into what exactly happens next, because I want you to be able to read and discover for yourself. But this is a really lovely, lyrical, magical book about family and sisterhood and magic and the trials of change, especially inevitable change when something big is going to change in your life and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And maybe you're not quite ready for it, but you can only meet it head on. So I really recommend that book. It was the first book I read by Katrina Leno, and I'm really impressed with her as an author. She writes a lot of different things, and a lot her books have like really different feelings and plots, and but they're all really well written. So that is Summer of Salt by Katrina Leno. And And that is it for me this week. I hope that you are well stocked with books for the weekend ahead. And thank you so much to our sponsor. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And finally, if you enjoyed this podcast, please show us some love by leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because it helps other book lovers find us. Thank you so much to our sound editor, Jen Zink. And feel free to connect with me on Twitter and Instagram. I hang out at Tears of Price. That's TirzaPrice. And I will be back very soon on a regular episode of All the Books with Liberty, and eventually with some more backlist recommendations. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.